Welcome everyone to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to sit down with Mr. Dennis Petke, the President and CEO of Alliance Growers Corporation. Alliance Growers is establishing a diversified platform in the cannabis industry based on its four pillars organization plan, of which we'll learn much more during this interview. The company is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange with ticker symbol ACG. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having us.
Let's start with an overview of the company. Can you tell us what you do and which markets you target?
Yeah, well, Alliance has a unique approach to the whole cannabis space. After the team was assembled in early 2016, we developed the four pillars model because we wanted to cut across as many the different streams, I guess, if you will. So over time, it's morphed into what we believe is a winning formula for where we see the cannabis space in a year or so from now. Our main tagline actually is building a diversified global cannabis company focused on not where the market is today, but where it's going. Our model is primarily based on developing relationships where we can leverage our resources. Like what we did is we made the decision actually to make this clear, to focus on the two most sustainable and profitable long-term streams in the cannabis space, which is grow and CBD oil. We're trying to get the point across to people that although we do have a lot of projects going on, it's still focused on the two streams, which is one is the grow stream, which obviously you need that before you can get to the CBD oil, and the other one is CBD oil distribution. And right now we're actually primarily focused on the medical cannabis market because it's politically stable and has a global reach. Now, obviously, when the recreational comes out, that's just going to be a bonus. So on the grow side, we have a two-pronged approach, the primary component being the sale of tissue culture plantlets and other services to licensed growers. The demand for tissue culture plantlets for ACMPR growers alone is expected to be over 40 million plantlets annually by 2019. And then recreational sales of plantlets will just be a high-margin bonus for us. The second component of the grow side includes making strategic investments in quality ACMPR applicants. And then the idea here is to secure long-term supply contracts with them and have offtake agreements for cannabis flower at wholesale for production of medical CBD oil. We actually continue to look for more strategic investments in Canada and globally, including Australia, Germany, Spain, and Malta, whereby unique medical cannabis opportunities exist that include export licenses. But we will execute on the new acquisitions pending the closing of additional funding in the coming months because our immediate concern, our immediate focus is being making sure we build out the biotech complex and our Quebec ACMPR. So again, it's not, we want to make sure investors are aware that we are not scattered and we don't have multiple prongs going that don't, you know, that don't connect. Everything ties into everything else, quite beautifully, I believe.
Alliance Growers has organized into four divisions in order to focus on the entire medical marijuana market. So let's discuss the four pillars into more detail. Before you can actually start growing cannabis plants, you need plantlets. And Alliance Growers has that area covered thanks to its strategic investment in PharmaGreen. Could you first tell us what this partnership is all about and what the potential is for your company?
So we've been working with PharmaGreen for almost 2 years to determine the optimal business arrangements in this space, and given the strength of these companies, the flagship project, I guess you could say, is the investment in the Cannabis Biotech Center. So we have the option to acquire up to 30%, and this has income chance, so it's not just going to be a balance sheet item that we really can't derive any value from. So the important thing is that we get the income chance. The recent additional joint venture project is the commercial hemp production of the proprietary CBD Dana strain. So that's going to add huge value to the company. Again, it'll be a cash flow type component, which I think is important in the cannabis space because there isn't a lot of that. So we have identified the project out in the property in Mission as the Cannabis Biotech Complex, which will have the Cannabis Biotech Center, and it'll also have 5 acres of greenhouses. And those 5 acres of greenhouses can be used for nurseries as any type of plant or what have you. But one of our initial plans is we're going to grow the proprietary hemp plantlets in those 5 acres of greenhouse. That'll give us 200,000 plants, and then that will turn into 100,000 kilos of plant matter when it's processed. And then when it's extracted, it will end up, we'll end up with 3,000 kilos of 99% pure CBD with less than 0.3% THC. That product can be sold globally anywhere all the time. So the annual revenue potential just for that is $60 million. Costs would be anywhere between $20 and $30 million, depending on whether we're doing some of it ourselves or if it's farmed out. Now, what makes the reason this is significant is because there's lots of commercial hemp operations out there, but they're lucky to get 1% yield, whereas it's going to be closer to 10%. And also, we start with a quality product from the beginning. So we're starting with genetically perfect disease-free plantlets of this strain right out of the gate. And then we'll have a quality control process throughout when we move into the nursery, and then another quality control process when we actually get it into the field and grow the hemp. And then there's using one of the top extractors to get the 99% pure.
Now, obviously, once you have the plantlets, you can start growing the actual cannabis plants. Therefore, Alliance Growers has recently acquired BioCanatech Inc. Could you give some more color on this deal?
Yeah, so BioCanatech is in the final expedited phase of Health Canada, the ECMPR license process. So we're basically at the phase where we're starting to build out the first phase of the facility. We're doing a 10,000 square foot facility, so that can be done quite quickly. There's also an attached 120,000 square foot warehouse to our first facility, which we may or may not go into that, but we can also expand to other areas if we wish. Like the gross revenues on the first 10,000 square feet, we expect it's going to be revenue of about $10 million per year. And construction is targeted for going to be June 2018. And with additional approval, the facility can be expanded to 70,000 square feet with a progressive gross revenue of about $70 million per year. And that expansion is estimated to be operational in late 2019.
Yeah, the fact that BioCanatech is located in the province of Quebec makes the acquisition even more attractive, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the province has 20% of Canada's population. It only has two ECMPR licenses approved, and only one is producing. So in this respect, Quebec is definitely underrepresented relative to other provinces. In fact, the government, the Quebec government has always maintained an aggressive approach to obtaining 25% of any industry in which the rest of Canada intends to do business. So specifically regarding licenses, Quebec has publicly stated that they want Health Canada to process all 16 of the license applications in the province and have them approved expeditiously.
Okay. And next to BioCanatech, Alliance Growers has also acquired a stake in Kenway Growers. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so before Quebec, our first strategic investment in a grow applicant was Kenway, and it's a private Toronto-based organization that's 22-acre property, an hour and a half from Toronto, and they're just starting to build their facility. The company has amassed a high-quality team, which includes licensed producer Med Relief Corp's former head grower, Jack Yu. Med Relief, using the systems and design of Jack Yu and his team, had become the most profitable licensed producer in Canada. In fact, in 2016, they made more money than any of all the other licensed producers combined. And yes, that means Aurora and Tilray and just everybody. So we're very fortunate that through our acquisition of a stake in Canary, we have access to the best growers in the country. In fact, their original application was June of 2017. In September, they passed review. And all in all, it only took them 6 months to get to the security stage, which was in December. Mm-hmm. And at the pace they're going, there's a possibility that they'll be licensed by the year end, and that's fast.
In February of 2018, you announced plans to make a strategic investment in a private licensed Jamaican cannabis company. Can you update us on the negotiations and what are your potential plans with this licensed cannabis company?
Well, okay, so we're highly interested in going to Jamaica for a lot of reasons, and it ties into us being a global cannabis company. But what we've decided to do for the time being, after the latest correction in the cannabis space, which I'm sure you recall, started in January and it kind of went for a few months and kind of put everybody back a little bit. So what we've done is we've put that on hold for the moment, but we do continue to keep in touch and keep abreast of developments in Jamaica. So we do still believe we'll be doing something there, just not at the time being. We don't want to spread our resources too thin.
A third pillar that you're active in is the production and distribution of CBD oil. Would you first remind us how CBD oil is produced and what it is used for?
Yeah, so CBD oil, as you likely know, is extracted from either cannabis plants or hemp. And in certain cases, you want the THC to be in, other cases, you don't. So for certain medical reasons, you may want the THC, a lot of pain management, but for the majority of common cases or illnesses or what have you, the CBD oil is really all you need. That's why us producing CBD oil, as described above from hemp, is going to be really big for us. Now, that there are multiple extraction processes, the common one being CO2. And as far as CBD benefits, the benefits are what it's produced for. I mean, they're quite vast. So you've got anti-inflammatory, anti-convulsant, antioxidant, anti-emetic, anti-psychotic agents. So there's a potential medicine for the treatment of all sorts of conditions, you know, like neuroinflammation, epilepsy, vomiting, nausea, anxiety, schizophrenia. It's endless, and people are starting to get more familiar with that now and realize people who have never even thought about getting anywhere near medical cannabis or cannabis in general or CBD are really finding the benefits, and it's quite amazing.
In order to participate in the area of this cannabis space, you plan to acquire a 20% interest in a medical cannabis company based in Israel. What are your objectives here?
So our objective overall is to be a leading producer distributor of pharmaceutical grade CBD oil. And owning a 20% interest in this company will give us 20% or more of the production of pharmaceutical grade CBD oil for export to places like Germany, other places in Europe, and other countries. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of going to be one of the bigger components that we lead off with.
Okay. Only a couple of days ago, you executed a letter of intent to acquire Spider Vapes. Can you tell us a bit about this retail chain and what it means for Alliance Growers?
It was founded in 2014, and it's an established chain of three high-end vape stores in Ontario. They're kind of like high-end stores without the high-end prices. And the Spider brand is defined by its, you know, high-quality proprietary line of e-juices, liquids, and exclusive retail deals. It's dispensed in uniquely designed stores, which create an optimal customer experience. And the idea is that we're going to take this expertise and experience in the shop-type environment and the design and marketing and so forth. And we're going to take that into additional vape shops across Canada. This right now, the revenues for the initial two stores, like I said, this was only a couple of years ago, total about $730,000 for the year ending in January of this year. And then now they opened up another store in 2017. So it's a little early to tell what those are going to look like. But the revenues continue to grow as the Spider brand gets more recognition. What it means for Alliance Growers is that we will be able to expand and add a retail arm, which seems to be something that has been made very clear as of late by the investing community, that they want to see the revenues and sales and income coming from hitting the consumer dead on. So a lot of our stuff that we talk about that I mentioned before, obviously primarily most of our business is going to be on the wholesale level. But we do believe that we're going to do also extremely well by having our own distribution network as well. So that's just a nice little add-on, and it's kind of rounds out the whole company, because it really makes us a plantlet to sale business.
And what are your plans for Spider Vapes after you have acquired it?
Well, the plans are to expand into Alberta and BC. We believe those are the only three provinces that we'll probably be into. We're also looking at being in very unique places. Maybe we're going to be in somewhere like Kelowna, where there's that population would probably appreciate this brand of store. We've also thought about doing something in Banff, which is kind of a would be a specialized little location for us that we don't believe anybody's there yet.
So we end up at Alliance Growers' fourth pillar, which is R&D. Very interesting in this area is your partnership with Botanical Research in Motion. Could you expand
Yes.
somewhat on this agreement?
Well, yeah. So just to say overall, we don't have a specific agreement in place in the sense of any specific project. It's just that the relationship is there. And another point I want to make for investors to know is, as far as R&D goes, we know, everybody knows that R&D can be the big black hole. So what we plan to do with Brim and with the Israeli company eventually is going to be to try to do the most efficient investments in R&D as possible, because we don't want to spend any of our resources on that at the moment. We're going to focus on building out the Botany Center and the Quebec operation first, and then get the stores going, of course. So R&D will be later.
And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
I've been a chartered accountant for 15 years or more, with working with public companies. And typically, I would take a more support role, like a CFO or director role with public companies. But after seeing the opportunities here, I decided I'm going to take the CEO role. I just saw vast potential in this space, and I knew I could create value if I had the right people. Other people on the team, our CFO, Harvey Lawson, he's been very resourceful. He's set up some key relationships and made some key introductions, and he's always kind of in the know and keeping us abreast on certain developments. One of our directors, actually, Sina Perus, he's a compounding pharmacist. And so we're starting to research the changing landscape with regard to the new medical dispensary model. So we do believe that's going to change to more of a clinic / pharmacy model and be more formal on the medical side. And also with Sina, we'll be creating some proprietary formulations of our own. And it's really good to have him on board, because once we start looking for pharmacies to purchase or to develop that business, he's got the expertise, many years in the business. And he also has access to resources and other pharmacists. We've got one of our other directors, Ian Lambert. He's got 30 years of public company experience. He's been very instrumental in helping on just developing some of the business projects and helping with the agreements and the overall business model, and with some compliance and other introductions. We have one of the lawyers we have a lawyer that's a director, Rupert Shore, and he brings some of the retail experience, which is going to be helpful right now. And he's also been helping with business development ideas throughout. So then we have on our advisory board, we have Robert Carveth, and he's familiar with IP commercialization, because we do have some own IP that's going to come out down the road. And he's also our government relations advisor. In fact, he is the one that's kind of our liaison with the Quebec project, because he understands the political landscape and all the rest of that. And so he's quite beneficial to the team there. One of our advisors is Edmund Obazi. He came later in the team. He was an investor in Alliance, and he invested in a lot of the cannabis space. And he keeps up on the cannabis space from an investor standpoint. He's assisted in research and so forth. And he kind of lets us know what's going on out there, just from his point of view and what he sees. We also have another advisor, Charles Rendina. He's a U.S. News lawyer, and currently he's helping with our OTCQB deal list and any other opportunities that we might see in the U.S., especially in Washington, but we're not knowing that right now.
Now, before we go, what are some of the milestones over the next 12 months that investors should look out for?
Well, what they could expect is complete our $4.5 million, 30%, of the Cannabis Biotech Center. So we expect that to be the $4.5 million commitment. We expect that to be completed. We also expect that by that time, 12 months from now, We should be actually experiencing the sale of plantlets by then, which is going to generate revenue for Alliance there as well. And also by this time next year, we expect to have the commercial hemp CBD gainer strain being grown, cultivated, and extracted. We expect that to be underway by then, because the extraction process of that amount of material takes a long time. So that process should be well underway towards our first batch of 3,000 kilos of 99% pure CBD, which is going to be something we can sell globally right away. And we don't have the extraneous license process that comes with ACMPR. Also, within 12 months, we expect to be completed phase one of the Quebec ACMPR, and we expect to be completed that phase and be licensed and starting on the next phase. So we should actually be able to be selling product by then as well out of the Quebec operation. Also, we're going to be in a position to leverage off a Quebec license to get a fast-track license, ACMPR, in BC, or possibly another in Alberta. So just in case that's a direction we decide to go, the only thing is once you have a license in one province, you can kind of take that and go through a shorter process to get a license in another province. And that was quite a nice thing to find out, because we obviously do want to do some more stuff that's closer to home. And then also within a year from now, I don't believe it's going to be difficult for us to accomplish the objective of opening two licensed stores in Calgary and two in Vancouver, and possibly additional vape stores in the new center.
Fantastic. Dennis, thank you very much for your time and insight. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you and Alliance Growers all the best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time.